Welcome to Instant Analysis as we break down the Cavaliers' 119-98 victory over the Orlando Magic in the Sunshine State. A big win for the Cavaliers tonight. They did what they should do against a bad basketball team. That's beat them up. They did so from start to finish, jumping out to a 35-27 first quarter lead. They increased that lead 70-47 at halftime. They had one little bad drought there for about 3, maybe 4 minutes. Mike Brown called a timeout after Orlando went on like a 9-0 run. He brought them in the huddle, talked to them. The Cavs came back out and started playing the game instead of the scoreboard, regained control of the basketball game, and then led from start to finish, a 119-98 victory. And how about the game that Dion Waiters and Kyrie Irving had together? Starting for only the 10th time this season, that guard duo combined to score 43 points, 11 assists, 6 rebounds, and how about this for efficiency? They combined to shoot 17 of 23 from the field. Kyrie finishes with 17. Dion led the way with 26. Irving 7 of 8 from the field. Dion 10 of 15, 3 of 3 from distance. Gotta love that those two came out tonight and played well together. I still have my doubts whether that can happen on a consistent basis, but maybe the time that Kyrie spent on the bench, missing the last 8 games with that biceps injury, maybe he watched and saw the ball movement, less dribbling, more passing from side to side, reversing the basketball. Maybe he saw that and took note of it and came out tonight and tried to continue that ball movement on offense and get everybody involved. He had 8 assists tonight to go along with his 17 points, 6 rebounds. So an all-around game in 28 minutes for Kyrie Irving. Let's give some credit to the big. Gotta talk about the big's road, man. Yes, we do. We have to give credit to Spencer Hawes and Tristan Thompson tonight. Hawes with 20 points and 8 rebounds and 5 assists. Some great backdoor passes to Luol Deng, who did leave the game with a sore lower back. We don't know more on that right now. We'll find out more tomorrow. But some great passes from Hawes to Deng as he racked up those 5 assists. And Tristan Thompson with a double-double, 20 points and 11 rebounds. No Anderson Varejão tonight. No problem for Tristan Thompson and the Cavaliers as he goes double-double. And Jarrett Jack off the bench with 13 points, not pouting, not getting upset that Mike Brown decided to start Kyrie Irving and Dion Waiters. Jack goes back to the bench, and how does he respond? 13 points, 4 assists, and 4 rebounds. So all the way around, a solid effort by the Cavaliers tonight as they clobber the Orlando Magic 119-98, 64 points in the paint for the Cavaliers tonight, and 25 fast break points. Loved seeing that. Now, can they do this on Friday? That's when the big game happens. They have Atlanta on the road Friday, and this is one of the teams they're chasing in the standings. The Hawks, as of right now, as we tape this podcast, the Hawks are playing the Chicago Bulls, and they are down 9 points late in the fourth quarter. The Knicks going to beat the Nets tonight. So it looks like going into Friday's game, all right, going into the game against the Atlanta Hawks on Friday, the Hawks and the Knicks will be tied, and the Cavaliers will be 2 games behind both teams. That's what it looks like right now, unless the Hawks come back with some miraculous comeback tonight. The Cavaliers, 2 games behind the Knicks and the Hawks going into the final stretch of this season. The Cavaliers, the rest of their schedule at Atlanta on Friday, and then they have home games against Charlotte and Detroit. They're at Milwaukee, worst team in basketball, Boston and Brooklyn at home to close out the season. So a very favorable schedule for the Cavaliers the rest of the way. The Knicks, a brutal schedule. As I look at it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games remaining for the Knicks, and all 6 games are against playoff teams from the East. Washington, at Miami, at Toronto, Chicago at home, at Brooklyn, and Toronto again. So the 6 remaining games for the Knicks are against playoff teams, whereas the Hawks, their remaining games after the Cavaliers on Friday, they're at Indiana. That's an important game for the Pacers. They have Detroit at home, Boston at home, then they're at Brooklyn, Miami, another playoff team, Charlotte, another playoff team, then they're at Milwaukee. So of the 3 remaining schedules, the Cavaliers with the easiest schedule. Now, they can't think that way. They have to approach it as if each of these remaining games is a playoff game and not play down to the level of your opponent, but to rise to the occasion and beat that team regardless of where the game is at or what their record is. But the advantage is definitely in the favor of the Cavaliers looking at the remaining schedule. So meaningful basketball games for the Cavaliers down the stretch here. Two games back, it looks like, going into that Friday matchup with the Atlanta Hawks. The Knicks, two games in front of the Cavaliers as well. But tonight, the Cavaliers took care of business one game at a time. That's what Mike Brown will preach. Tonight, the Cavaliers, they communicated well on offense and defense. They moved the ball on offense from side to side. It didn't, get stopped in the middle of the floor with Kyrie. Dribble, 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 dribble. Kind of that stanky leg when LeBron was here. The ball continued to move even with Kyrie back. And I like the fact that from start to finish, they played hard and they finished off the Orlando Magic tonight. A 119-98 win for the Cavaliers. Looking forward to Friday's game against the Atlanta Hawks. It's a 7:30 tip-off in Atlanta. How big is this game? Well, we told you about the standings in the playoffs, but this is a two-game swing. When you go head-to-head against the team that's ahead of you in the standings, you get a win, they get a loss. That's a two-game swing in the standings. So the Cavaliers, while they can't win the season series against the Hawks because the Hawks have beaten the Cavaliers twice already, 127-125 in double overtime and 108-89. They can make up ground on the Hawks by winning on Friday. A must-win, no ifs, ands, or buts about it game on Friday for the Cavaliers at Atlanta. And because of that season series in favor of the Hawks, the Cavs must finish one game ahead of the Hawks in order to win that eighth and final playoff spot. It's a three-team race for one spot in the East between the Cavs, the Hawks, and the New York Knicks. There's your instant analysis of tonight's Cavaliers 119-98 win over the Orlando Magic. And as always, C-Town, keep it real and go Cavs!